AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Planned White House meeting on infrastructure ended just after it started as President Trump, after reportedly telling congressional Democratic leaders he would not be working with them as long as the various investigations of his administration continues. Sagar Magani with more.
It lasted all of 3 minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
It was very, very, very strange.
Sources say President Trump walked in, told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi there would be no negotiating while Democrats investigate him, and then walked into the Rose Garden, where reporters who'd been urgently summoned minutes earlier waited.
Let them play their games.
He's furious over Pelosi saying hours earlier he'd engaged in a Russia probe cover-up. The Democrats, though, say it was all staged, an excuse not to talk about infrastructure.
He had to run away.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Federal judge in New York clears the way for subpoenas to be served on Deutsche Bank and Capital One by the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees. The judge turning down a request by the president and his company to stay those subpoenas. Committees want to see his financial dealings with the two banks over a number of years. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin tells the House Financial Services Committee he has no idea who wrote a confidential Internal Revenue Service memo that says the tax returns must be given to Congress unless the president asserts executive privilege.
I became aware of that memo when it was we got an inquiry from the Washington Post, and it was just recently published. I'm not sure who the author of that was, but I've seen it in the Washington Post.
Mnuchin adds it was a draft memo and that he believes he is following the law by refusing to turn over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns requested by another House committee. This is AP Radio News. Heavy thunderstorms produced dozens of tornadoes earlier this week and touched off flooding as rivers and streams in 5 states, including Oklahoma, continued to rise. Water levels keep rising there. Young Ari Whitlow and her family are among those leaving Weber's Falls, Oklahoma.
I heard on the news that I was supposed to get up to like 31 inches or like
feet.
Flood erosion has already sent one home into the Cimarron River, and several others could follow as the water washes away the ground under those buildings. Flooding has closed highways in 22 Oklahoma counties, 17 counties in Kansas, and more than 330 Missouri roads. Amtrak has suspended service through tomorrow between St. Louis and Kansas City because of congestion and flood-related delays. At least 3 deaths are blamed on the storms, and more severe weather is in the forecast for the 3 states through tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.